All right, on Thursday mornings about this time, we do a little Travel Michigan, and Dave Lorenz of Travel Michigan is with us to talk about a place to go, some things to do this summer as we enjoy the great state of Michigan. Dave, good morning.
Hey, good morning. This is one of those places you don't have to drive very far and use much gas at to get to either.
It's a beautiful spot. We're talking about Charlevoix County.
Absolutely. Actually, this is the place where my family and our friends vacationed last summer, had a great relaxing time. We actually got one of those lakeside cottages for the week and had a great time.
You bet. It's a pretty little city, the city of Charlevoix, but of course there's other great communities too, but right there on Lake Charlevoix, and they've got that beautiful new waterfront area that they put in and finally got it finished last year. So beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. As you drive on 31, you know, you'll go through the Charlevoix area, one of the first things you have to notice is, of course, their waterfront. And it's, of course, when you go through Charlevoix, you're not actually going along Lake Michigan, where a lot of our beach towns will bring you by. This is along one of their beautiful little lakes that lead to Lake Michigan. And you can see this wonderful shopping district, great restaurants, really tremendous shopping. Couple of very fine art galleries, by the way, some that I really enjoy. And then you see this beautiful waterfront with a performance area and really spectacular. We just happened to be last summer vacationing during the big festival in July. So if you happen around that area, I don't remember the exact dates, but you might be lucky to enjoy special activities, you know, like fireworks and such too.
But yeah, the Venetian Festival. Yeah,
absolutely. It was really great.
Yeah, that's this year it's July 19th through the 25th, I believe.
That's it.
There you
that's
go.
That's right. Yeah, and it was really a great time. Besides, you see all, you know, the boats and all that. But it's just, you know, I really like festivals of all types, especially in towns like Charlevoix, because you have that small-town flair. Locals get to see and do things they wouldn't typically be able to do, and, of course, visitors get to as well.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they've got the Summer Solstice Art Fair in Charlevoix, coming up on the 27th and 28th, and then the big one, the 41st annual Charlevoix Art and Craft Show, is in July. It's the 11th and 12th. Now, this is one of the oldest continually operating art shows in the country, so you can really enjoy that in little old Charlevoix. And when you go there, I would recommend that you check out something called Castle Farms. Have you been to Castle Farms?
Oh, gosh, yeah, and I've been there since the renovation. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
You know, back in the, I think, 80s, if I remember right, I used to go to concerts there. But now they've taken this beautiful Renaissance area castle that was, you know, built stone by stone. It's got the big, you know, stone towers and gorgeous gardens and cobblestone pathways and all that. And you think, why is there a farm there? Well, this fellow just really enjoyed that type of architecture, built it there. It's now a really great place for, like, weddings. They can hold, like, four weddings there at one time. It's so big. But you can go there any time and ask for a tour, and they'll give you a walking tour of the historic castle and farms and gardens and all that. It's really worthwhile.
Sure. And some other things outside of the Charlevoix city area, the Raven Hill Discovery Center. Have you ever been there?
You know, I have not been there
yet,
but I
know about
it. That's
a lot of fun. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, East Jordan area, they do a lot of the... of course, I really like these discovery centers, kind of where they blend science, nature, art, history, everything together. They're, of course, designed for activities for children, but this is really a place, Raven Hill Discovery Center, where everybody can enjoy hands-on activities, and they can also learn while they enjoy nature. So really check that out.
You bet. It's a fun spot. I've been there. I would recommend it.
Yeah. Have you been to Beaver Island?
You know, I have been, and that is a unique spot.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. Of course, the ferries to Beaver Island take off from Charlevoix. Beaver Island is one of the many islands in the Lake Michigan area, and actually there are many smaller islands that kind of surround Beaver Island and to the north, little archipelago there. So if you take the ferry out to the island, you can generally, you know, walk a lot of paths, you can bike there. A lot of ecotourism stuff. I would recommend renting a kayak, doing kayaking around the area. And it's an opportunity to just kind of get out in the nature, do some backpacking without having to be, you know, so far in nature like Isle Royale up in Lake Superior, where you've got to really know what you're doing. In this case, you can make a few mistakes and not get in trouble over in Beaver Island.
Yeah, and the other thing about Beaver Island is you can go and, you know, they have hotel accommodations there. You can stay and just enjoy it for what it is, just a quaint island community. It's very nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is. So, you know, I of course, one of the things I look for are, you know, opportunities to hike or bike. And actually, one of my favorite biking areas is right in this area. They call it the Little Traverse Wheelway. It goes from Charlevoix all the way through Petoskey into Harbor Springs, 29 miles of asphalt trail connecting the communities. And you go along, basically along 31. And if you've ever taken that drive through there, I think that's one of the most beautiful drives in the Lower Peninsula. Just gorgeous views of Lake Michigan. You go by Young State Park and of course, you go through several really beautiful areas, including, I can't think of right now, the Enid Bay Harbor area, you know, whatever that's called. I just can't think of it.
Bayview?
Bayview, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'd recommend that if you go by there, you drive in, you kind of bike into that area and really check out Bayview as well. So it's a glorious, beautiful area.
Yeah, it is. And at Charlevoix, just one of many locations we'll be touching on throughout the summer as we hope you travel Michigan, of course, and maybe some challenged economic times or even in the best of times. Michigan has so much to offer, and we hope that everybody can enjoy basically staying in the neighborhood and having a good time.
Absolutely. Make sure to ask about the little Elton houses when you go to Charlevoix.
Yeah.
They'll give you a little map. You can drive by them.
They're really there's something special. You're right. We call them the Hobbit houses.
There you go. They look like them. They really do. You've got to see them to believe it.
You do. All right, Dave, people want to travel Michigan. What is the website they should go to?
It is Michigan.org. That's Michigan.org. It's very easy to navigate. Check it out.
Very good. Dave, thanks. We'll check in with you next week.
Thank you, Jack. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dave Lorenz with Travel Michigan here on WTCM.